trying to show us. She's trying to show us straight right now.
Hey, who's in the back? Who's back there? Oh,
man,
right.
The man, the myth.
Yeah, but
the
who is it? We're playing. There you go. Music is going. We're doing it now. We are doing it. Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference. Hey, everybody. Hello. My goodness. Melina Boswell here. Long time no hear. I realized I haven't been on a podcast for a while. It's been probably a month or so since anybody's heard from me, which is it's fun. It's been a great break for me, frankly. So I've just recently returned from vacation. I went on a wonderful trip to Croatia, and which was really good for me. So I'm rested and ready to take on the world again. So in the studio with me today, we have a very special guest. We have some, you know, our regular cohorts. So we have Mr. Tim Wilkinson.
Hello.
And we have Mr. John Slater.
Good morning.
And of course, the one and only Oscar Solaris.
The one and old, oldly.
Oldly.
Hello, everybody.
And then Kevin Sito, you know, he's back there doing what he does. Hello. All right. And our special guest today is Miss Patty Lutz.
Hi.
She's so cute. So, you know, hey, for you guys out there that are listening, you think we're just here talking, but there's microphones and, you know, ear things. And so it can be a little intimidating. Yeah, Patty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to make you feel as comfortable as possible. But today I really, but we gave her coffee. So for those of you in the club that know Patty, you know that we gave her coffee. Well, we didn't give it to her. She walked in with it and she got attacked. They jumped her when she had that cup of coffee because Patty on caffeine. It's just a party.
It was too late, though.
It was too late.
She just chugged it, and
we couldn't stop her.
No. It was like Tim with a beer. It was weird. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, that should be a podcast. We should drink beer and podcast. That would be so much fun. That's a great idea. You think? Yeah. Oh, all right. So today, what I wanted to address today is I want to introduce you to Patty and introduce you to who she is and her journey with the club and what she's represented for me personally. I want to tell you guys this. We just celebrated the 18-month anniversary of Dave's passing. And so on a personal note, you know, they say that the first year after a traumatic event like that is the hardest year. I don't even know if that's true necessarily. I actually believe that the hardest part is the second year. And for me personally, it's been the last few months have been probably the most traumatic because it's almost as if there's this, you're sleepwalking, you know, in the first year, you're like sleepwalking through life and you don't really know that you're sleepwalking, right? So you're just, you know, I've been getting up and I've been moving and I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. But I think in many ways I've been sleepwalking, just like in other words, doing everything that I need to do. And then you wake up and you're in the middle of this nightmare, if I'm being honest. It's a lot of what it is. And then picking up the pieces and really saying, okay, so this is my life and this is what it is. And I think the most interesting part for me is people around me, around us, and how they've shown up. You know, in the beginning, everybody wants to be a part of, and they you know, say all these wonderful things about how they're going to be there for you, and, you know, I'm here if you ever need me, and you really see where people's real hearts are when you have something like this, because lots of people have just fallen by the wayside, which has been sad for me, but not so sad. I think I'm to a place now where I welcome that. It's almost like sloughing off dead skin.
Wow. That's an image.
A loofah. Have you met me? Because I think in pictures.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely a picture. Yeah.
That's what it's like. Dead skin and, you know, just sloughing it off. And it's okay now. Whereas before, I would have seen it maybe as, you know, wounds. And it just doesn't feel like wounds to me anymore. It just feels like, okay, that's just dead skin. It needs to be sloughed off and it's okay, you know? And it'll regenerate and I'm regenerating. And so for the people, and then there's been some surprises, lots of surprises. Some people have been like, I'm shocked at, you know, how they showed up or who they really were in, you know, the time in the valley and our journey. And then there's been some really wonderful surprises. And I feel like, Patty, you're one of the wonderful surprises.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean that.
You can make me cry. I don't want to cry.
Well, I don't want to make you cry. I want to be honest about why you're sitting here. And even when we called you for the podcast, it was just indicative of how we feel about you. David called Patty, and this is what happened. And he had her on speakerphone, and she said, "Hello, David." It was just so great. And David started laughing. It was just an immediate, there's just this authenticity and beautiful commitment in you, Patty, that has shown up. And you've quietly been in the background for the last 18 months, just doing what you do, what you were trained to do. And you have just shown up. You have shown up in a huge, huge way for us at the club, for our students, for me personally. And I'm incredibly thankful for that. And so I want everybody to hear you. I want them to understand. And I actually believe that you are somebody that people need to look up to mimic, to model in what you've done in your business and the personal growth that you've had, even in serious tragedy, right?
Yes.
And very difficult times. And so we talk a lot about Patty being the expert home saver, right? Mm-hmm. So she saves homes. That's what she does. And so oftentimes during trainings, I will ask, "Hey, Patty, how many homes have you saved?" And so what is the number right now?
39.
39 homes. So that means 39 people, homeowners, were in some sort of distressed situation, and Patty stepped into their situation and served them and actually helped them save their home.
Yes.
That's pretty traumatic. I mean, that is dramatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you share a little bit about your journey? Maybe just start talking about when did you come to the club? How did you find us? What your experience was like and what it's been? Maybe summarize.
Okay, summarize. Summarize.
Right.
The talker's going to summarize.
Yeah.
I came to the club in July 2016. And as soon as I walked through the doors, I knew the club was different. There was something different here that I never felt anywhere else. So I didn't test the waters. I dove in. I jumped right in, and I would sit in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy a package because I wanted it now, not later. But I found you through, I think it was a Craigslist posting through Josh.
Oh, okay.
And I remember sitting on the bed, typing in my answers, and when I hit enter, it disappeared, and I went. I was like, wasn't pretty.
Beep.
Yeah. So then I did it again, but this time I took a picture. So if it erased again, I was cool.
Uh-huh.
And it erased again.
Yeah.
So I went searching for an owner, and I don't know how I found Josh, but I found him, and I sent him the picture of my answers, and I said, "Fix your website," or "Fix whatever." And a couple days later, he calls, and we talked, and he goes, "I have good news and bad news." I go, "Well, give me the bad." And he goes, "Why the bad?" I go, "Because the good will make the bad nice."
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, "Well, I want to invite you something tomorrow morning." I go, "Why is that bad?" He goes, "Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow morning." I'm like, "Okay." So I show up, and I see Dave and Melina, mm-hmm. and never have I ever seen love like that,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said, "Yep, I'm doing it," and I was one of the people that came on a Saturday, and the following weekend was RPP, uh-huh. and I was there.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because it was my husband's birthday, and I was like, "Sorry, pal, I'm going." And
wow.
And I did it as VIP because I know me, and I went at the first row, and I need that because of distractions. As a lot of you know, I get distracted really, really easily. But if you're sitting in the front row, you can't see all the stuff behind you. So you just focus on whatever's being taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that to heart.
Mm.
And when we were told to network, I took it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I did it with an intention of learning to be the best I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because something was different.
Mm.
And then as time would have it, I finally went door knocking. with Tim.
Forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
Who I actually froze at a door and didn't say a word, and it got awkward.
Nice.
And Tim picked up, and we get in the car, and he looks at me, and he goes, "What happened?" I go, "I don't know, I got scared." Uh-huh. And he goes, "You can shut up." And I just cracked up laughing. I go, didn't know what to say or anything. And he goes, "Aren't you glad you weighed it?" And I go, "Yes, I am," because mm-hmm. I bugged him. I want a door knock. I want a door knock, just like, you know, people do to me now. I want a door knock, and I'm like, "You got to wait." But that story always comes to mind when I'm out and I froze. And I...
And generally, Patty isn't at a loss for words.
Mm-hmm. Right. So...
Definitely not a freezer.
No, not a freezer.
No. So after that happened, I was like, okay, fine. I got to get my act together. Mm-hmm. And I decided January 2017 I was going to take it on and start door knocking. And I door knock twice a week. 20 doors a week is mm-hmm. what I chose. Mm-hmm. And as you talk and get comfortable, you have this confidence about you where if I don't know something, I'm going to know it. I'm mm-hmm. going to find it out. I'm mm-hmm. going to research it. I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to learn it. Mm. And that is good, and that is also bad. Mm. It's good because you know what you're doing. It's mm-hmm. bad because we have a team.
Right.
And I did not utilize that team. And I should have utilized that team. So, you know, after about 9 months of door knocking and starting to save people, I was like, I said some wrong things one time to the woman that was taking me door knocking all the mm-hmm, time. Mm-hmm. And then I might have said something to Tim about it. So one time at the club, Tim and Oscar both pulled me into Tim's office, and I'm like thinking, oh no, what did I do wrong? Who did I offend? I'm going to the principal's office. And they were laughing at me. They're like, no. I think you had said something to Oscar about, I think I hurt her feelings when I was teasing her, saying, oh, the student has become the master. And I was joking, but she didn't take it that way. So she stopped door knocking with me. And the rest is history.
All right. So maybe, Oscar, you can.
So that was probably one of the best things that ever happened for you, though. Mm. when that relationship
broke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that, I think, so what we had seen was that it's a fact. She had essentially surpassed the person that she was going out with. That was she was supposed to be learning from. And so it became evident that we needed to really just let her know that it's okay. You don't have to stay stuck there. You don't have to be alongside that individual forever. And that she was ready. She just needed that nudge, right? Mm-hmm. She needed that nudge to say, okay, let me go do this. So,
well, it's the beautiful thing about our business model, which is there's no ceiling on anybody. There's no, you know, if people, I always say we have a shortage of leaders. And so people say, well, you know, what do leaders do? We'll do what leaders do. Just be a leader. And if you are a leader, if somebody is offended or hurt, or that is their responsibility. We don't allow ego to get in the way. We are not corporate America. So that's not the way we roll. We roll like, hey, people, like the cream rises to the top. And so we're always looking for people that are the cream. And the cream is the ones who continue to work their business consistently. They are the ones that learn when they need to learn. They are the ones that take the bull by the horns and run. And that is what you guys saw in Patty.
Right.
And you could see that she had a little bit of, maybe there was a check in her spirit. Maybe she thought it was an integrity issue. Is that, would you say?
I think that had a lot to do with it, right, Tim? You agree?
Yeah, one of the things I realized about Patty early on, I mean, there was a few things, but one was that I could really just give it to her straight.
Mm.
And
sign of a leader.
And sometimes she got offended, and I could see it on her, and then we would clean it up a little bit later. But I could really just give it to her straight like that. When she went door knocking, and I was able to really just jab her with the fact that you typically talk way too much anyway, which was something we've been working on. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing. And then she's very loyal, very, very loyal.
Yes. Oh.
And what I saw was she was somewhat being held down.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a conversation. And I want to say we had a conversation about like partnering up Mm-hmm. You know, because in the club, we always talk about partner up and level find a partner up. To go door knocking. But what I think we talked about, making sure you know who you are in the relationship and make sure that you're partnering up. Mm-hmm. You know, partner with people that are going to make you better, not people that are going to bring you down. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the conversation we really had. Mm-hmm. And it was about, I think it was about loyalty, really. And letting her know that she didn't have to stay where she was and it was okay to...
And that wasn't a lack of loyalty.
It's not a lack of loyalty.
Right.
And she could, to use your analogy, she could wipe off the dead skin and refresh and move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, one of the things for me, when Tim came to me with the information and the need to really bring her in, it really just kind of ticked me off. Hmm. Because you have somebody who's looking to excel and is excelling and becoming better at it. Because one of the things about Patty is that she comes into class and she's a great note taker.
Yes, she is.
Right? She takes really, really good notes and she always gets something out of class every time. One, two, five teams, whatever it is, right? She is always getting something out of class. But then she takes that and then she does her own research and own learning and all that. So how do you fault that?
You can't.
You can't.
You shouldn't.
And then for somebody to see that and essentially try to take advantage of that fact, that's an issue for me.
Right.
Right.
And let's face it, that person's no longer a member of the club.
Right.
Right.
Because you won't last if that's your, you know, if I'm with Patty and I see her excelling, the last thing I would want to do was hold her back. I would be like, hey, can I come on your, like, I know I have more experience than you and I've been here longer than you, but what I see is you're extraordinary and I'd like to hop onto your shirt tails, right? And I want to be able to learn from you. That's what a real leader does, right? A leader shows up however they need to so that they can be the best version of themselves. And when somebody wants to hold another person down, they won't last in our club.
Right.
Their time in the organization is gone. And so, that person's time in the organization was gone, which was perfectly fine. No hard feelings, just not fitting in our culture any longer.
Sure. Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
So that's why we don't max out in people. This is exactly why, because we're always looking for, and people have a season. And their season is perfectly fine. And then you have some that stick around and take charge and start to build the organization and make it more robust. Mm. And that's really what Patty has done, is she has helped us to build the organization to be more robust. And so we have HAP, which is our homeowner assistance program. And that's really how, you know, we've had the organization for a while and we've shared it now with all of the club. And it's a wonderful tool that we use to market and to serve homeowners. And so I don't know, if John, maybe you want to talk a little bit about what Patty's role has been in HAP and how she has, I believe that Patty has helped HAP become, right, a little bit more robust and more, why are you smiling?
No, absolutely. I was just
you
thinking.
You do look like Elvis Costello, by the way.
Put my glasses on.
You get your glasses on so I can see. There he is. It's Elvis Costello, everybody.
I need an autograph.
So we started HAP, nearly 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And HAP was designed as a free resource for homeowners. It was a tool for people going out door knocking, talking to homeowners to bring some credibility to the table to say, you know, we actually do help people for free.
Yes.
And, you know, we had these telephone numbers and these flyers and all this great material that we were working on. But there was really one thing missing. Mm-hmm. You know, we were trying to juggle how to handle, you know, that homeowner that wants to call in and actually speak to somebody straight away.
Right now.
You know, now, not an answering machine, but a real live person.
Right.
And, you know, we started to look at different people inside of our club as to, you know, who could take on that role of, you know, talking to homeowners. And we actually picked a group of around, you know, five or six people. Mm-hmm. And I think right now we're probably down to one or two. Mm-hmm. The one being Patty that's mm-hmm. really taken it on. And, you know, a lot of people don't know out there, but the calls are recorded. You know, mm-hmm. when you call in, you know, we have the ability to be able to go back and, you know, for training to listen. And I've listened to some of Patty's calls and, you know, it's incredible how she builds relationships with people. Mm. You know, you mentioned the word authenticity. Mm-hmm. And I've heard homeowners just blurt out all of their life and their problems and their challenges to a complete stranger on the other end of the phone, which is Patty. Mm. And it's because of the way that she talks to people. Mm-hmm. She approaches people, and it's kind of like in a very personal way, but also not in a personal way. Mm. And it works both ways because it lets that person know, you know, I'm comfortable talking to this stranger on the line.
Yeah. And what do you think that is? What do you think is, because there has to be, in my mind, there's an underlying thing that's happening, right? It's an intention. The underlying intention for Patty, is that what it is?
So what I got from the, you know, a couple of calls that I listened to was, she's not intimidated by who she's talking to. Mm. It could be anybody, old, young, you know, man, you know, female, and it's just the way she talks to them. Mm-hmm. It's, in some ways, it could come off a little bit brash sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, but it's so straight, and brash is the wrong word, it's just very straightforward. Mm-hmm. You know what, you're calling in, you want help, I'm going to help you, but let's just get down to it. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the problem, how can I help you, what can we do? And there's a part of that that's, you know, people do want to be wooed a little bit.
Right.
But at the same time, these people are losing their houses.
Right.
They're dealing with a very difficult, traumatic situation that's stressing them. Mm-hmm. And they want answers. Mm-hmm. They don't want somebody to mess around and take 20 minutes to explain one thing. It's just, hey, get to the point. Here's what we need to do.
Yep.
And I tell you this, I mean, this particular call that I remember, she's talking to the guy for 5 minutes, and then within the next 4 minutes, she's on the phone with the bank and the homeowner, and they're calling the bank together. And, you know, this guy's just amazed by what's actually happening. And you can hear it in his voice, you know, almost like he's apologizing because he's not giving the information fast enough, you know, and he's the one that needs the help, you know, but it's just, you know, so it's incredible. And it's developed now to the point where, you know, Patty is really that go-to person. Mm-hmm. She built that respect and that credibility based on the number of homeowners that she's helped. Mm-hmm. We've seen the testimonials of people where, you know, it's not just saving houses, it's saving lives, it's saving marriages, it's saving, you know, and I'm thinking of the video that Steve put together with Patty and that homeowner, and, you know, we need to show that video more often because it's incredible the relationship that Patty builds with people out of nothing but genuine desire to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and not being tied to the outcome of, you know, hey, this is at the end of the day, it's a lead generation tool of working with homeowners, of building relationships, and hey, if you need to sell your house, great. You know, maybe there's an opportunity for us, but you absolutely know that's not in Patty's voice.
Right.
She's not thinking of a deal. She's not thinking of a paycheck. She's thinking of, I have a homeowner that needs to be served. How can I serve them? And without a doubt, you know, I see the future for Patty and Harp of just growing and growing. And eventually, when we get there, Patty having a team of people that she's leading, mm-hmm. you know, and training to, you know, to help these homeowners. So,
yeah. How does that make you feel, Patty?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I do go out with the intention of saving. There is nothing else on my mind. Like when I do go door knocking, my only thought is, what is their name? What is their name? What is their name? Because mm-hmm. as you all know, I'm terrible with names and I love name tags. So when I go to a homeowner and I'm like, okay, John and Susan, John and Susan, John and Susan, I get to the door and I'll say Betty and Tim. and they'll look at me and they'll be like, wrong house. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, no, John and Susan. And they're like, yes, that's us. I'm so sorry. I'm horrible with names. And that was my only intention was remember your name. And they start laughing and then I just start talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, with homeowners, I can listen. I can keep my mouth shut. I'm working on it. With students, I think I talk a lot because I want them to know it. Mm-hmm. I want them to know it now because they're all late. They, when I take someone new out, it's always, this is a deal, this is a deal. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. This is a homeowner in distress. That's all this is. And if you go that way, you'll get somewhere. If you go this is a deal way, you'll get nowhere because people really can see that and feel that. They might not verbalize it, but I know from personal experience of being on that side of the door, people are mean. And you start to feel when someone's coming to your door and they're insincere or they only want money. So you know that. And homeowners know that. So I don't go there that way. I go there with the intention to help sincerely, and I know that comes through. I've been door knocking with a lot of people. My favorite person, he, I push him outside of his comfort zone so bad because we went to a front door one day, and I could tell they don't use the front door. And I wanted to go to the side door, which was beyond the gate, and he didn't want to do it. So I said, okay, that time. The next time we went to the door, I go, we're going to the side door. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, I'm going to the side door. And we had a very good conversation. We get back in the car and he was like, okay, you got a point here. I go, well, the front door had a spider webs, mail, everything. Why would we go there? That's just wasting our time. So now he's working.
That's great.
You know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Patty, because we talk about our organization and, you know, there is no glass ceiling and you come in as this, you know, brand new to real estate, out there door knocking, you know, fighting your fears, eventually stepping your way up to, you know, outgrowing your door knocking partner to becoming an accountability partner, now stepping into that role, you know, like a junior coach where you are taking a lot of people out there. You know, you're introducing brand new people into the world of door knocking, you know, door knocking and showing them how to do the conversation right. How has that, how do you feel that's changed you in the last, let's say, the last 12 months that you've been taking out, and it's taken out a lot of different people? How's that changed you?
I listen more. I listen to hear.
What do you mean by that?
When you listen to hear, you're, nothing else is going on in my head. It's just I'm listening to every word that's coming out of their mouth. And when I listen that way, I can usually repeat whatever was said to me word for word because I'm listening to hear them. And when you listen that way and see them in front of you, I'm also looking at body language. And body language will tell me a lot, even though the words coming out of their mouth won't. So when I hear words that don't match what their body's doing, I'll stop and I'll say, what's really going on? Tell me what's going on in your head because it's not coming out of your mouth, but it's coming out in your movement. And it's just listening.
It's listening real, so hard.
That it hurts, like Melina always says. And I
That's what that is. That is the perfect analogy. We need to bottle that up right there.
It's also the listening to what they're not saying.
Yes.
Yeah, and you see that in their body language. Like if someone's happy about something, you know, they're talking happy and they're all the happy words are coming out and their body's like this. It's like all slumped over. It's like something's not right here. And I'll pick up on that. So I'll talk about what's really going on because you're slumped. And then we have a conversation about it. When I take new people out, I know it. I make it look easy. But there's butterflies in my stomach. There's sometimes when I go to that door, I'm scared to death to talk. There was a man that yelled at me one time through the door that I'm not buying anything. So I had a new student with me, and I just yelled back, I'm not selling anything. And the man cracks up laughing and opens the door. And he goes, that was good.
Because it was the truth.
Yeah, and I go, I'm not selling anything. But he's still in his house today. He's funny. He wants to race cars with me now. So it's like, you know, I go there for one reason and we end up doing other things. It's just getting new students to listen seriously.
Do you know what I'm loving? That, you know, it's so funny when we start these podcasts, we don't ever know where we're going to go. We are clearly not scripted in anything that we do. And so I knew I wanted to highlight Patty. I wanted you guys to hear from Patty. I, you know, my idea when we first walked in here, that was the most important thing, was to grab the concept that we put people over profit. that people matter more than profit, and that is what we are about. And so the idea that Patty has helped save 39 homes is indicative. It's proof that people, you know, we do put people over profit, because we should clarify that the 29 or 39 homes, Patty doesn't make any money. She does all of that for free. And it's a very, very big deal. And, but what it's turned into a lot for me, and I think that we've got that message across, but something that I heard from the very beginning that I really loved, and I think John kind of picked up on it, was, you know, her going out, you know, she comes into the club and describing her process and then really taking it seriously. And then the two of you, Oscar and Tim, seeing something and taking the time to call her in and have a conversation with her and encourage her and coach her. And something that you said, Tim, was, you know, the first time you guys were door knocking and you told her, oh, you can be quiet. And then you said, which she knew she talked too much, which we had been working on.
Right.
And I was thinking, where do you ever, who's going to really take the time to pour into Patty and help her? Because she's probably talked too much her whole life. Am I right?
Yes.
Right. So nobody ever wants to take the time to pour into Patty and tell her the truth, right? To help her grow, to become better. And I was just thinking, this whole conversation came full circle, completely unplanned. But, you know, Tim saying, we started working on that, and that was a year and a half ago. And then John posing the question, what have you learned the most? And what did she say?
Learned to listen, actually hear people.
I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty incredible in my mind. It's a little breathtaking for me, you know, as CEO, you know, and founder of what, you know, a vision that I had, which has always been about people and seeing growth. And then to have just this all kind of play out in front of us is nothing short of miraculous for me.
Yeah.
I
can share some of the things, like, about Patty is that she's fearless. Mm-hmm. When she's talking to a homeowner. And what I mean by that is that, excuse me, most of the time, I don't know, me, when I first started, I had door knocked and I was absolutely there because I needed to do a deal. Mm-hmm. I absolutely needed to do a deal. And if at that time I actually saw an incongruency with the homeowner, I was too afraid to say something because I knew it was going to blow this deal.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So Patty goes there and she doesn't have that fear. And she has this strength about her where when she sees an incongruency, she really will tell a homeowner, like, no, that's BS. Mm-hmm. What's really happening? Mm-hmm. And then they'll open up. Mm-hmm. So much to the point where just a couple days ago, I'm listening. Patty's listening to voicemails, mm-hmm. right? So she had a couple voicemails come in, and she's sitting at the table next to me, and I hear her listen to a voicemail, and the voicemail literally says this: "Hey, Patty, it's so and so. This is at like 7:58 in the morning." Mm-hmm. When the call came in, and the lady says, "I wasn't sure if you were coming by today. I just want to know if it's okay to start drinking, because I know that you won't talk to me if I'm drinking." Mm. And this lady, she drinks all day, every day, but she will literally literally not drink because Patty's coming to have a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm. So that's a strong conviction, which is tied to the fact that she puts people over profit.
Right.
And that's where the fearlessness comes from, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
She's funny, that woman. She is funny.
Yeah, that's good. So I think that we got the message across. I think that my hope is this. My hope is that when people will listen to this podcast, you'll grab a few things, which is, there is no ceiling here in our organization, that we are looking to grow the right people in the right direction. And certainly when Patty walked in the doors that day and sat in the front row and came to the RPP within 1 week, we had no idea that she would be the person who is behind, that is really the face of HAP at this moment, and the number one person people get to speak to when they call in, a distressed homeowner does when they get to call in. I think that is an incredible situation. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, Patty, for all that you've been for us as an organization, for, like, on behalf of those 39 people that you helped, that you chose to put their lives ahead of a dollar in your own pocket, and in times when I know you needed a dollar in your pocket, and you still did the right thing. And that is what makes you extraordinary and makes you a perfect fit for New Wealth Advisors Club. And so I thank you for that. I really do.
Thank you. You're welcome, and thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chill, it's the truth.
All right. So this is Melina Boswell and crew, and we are flipping out. I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.